Right, today's daf is Chulin daf Samaches. We are starting the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin. The fourth parak deals with primarily the issue of Ben Pakua. A person shechts a behema, and inside the behema there is an uber, there is a fetus. The halacha is that the uber is mutar ba'achila, even if you don't shecht the uber, because of the shechita of the mother, shechita se'eh mo'el es gam l'vlad, works for the vlad as well, and that's what we call Ben Pakua. The baby inside the mother is what we call Ben Pakua. Where does this come from, this din that you don't have to shecht the vlad? So it's a pasuk in Sefer Devarim Perek Yudalid, pasuk vav. The pasuk says, v'kol behema mafresa parsa v'shosa shesa shtei prasos malas geru bibehema osa sochelu. And Chazal darshin, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to darshin that kol behema shem afresa parsa, it says bivehema, right, that anytime it's bivehema, which means to say that if it's nimtzeis bitoch habehema osa sochelu, that which is found inside of the animal, that you may eat. The Gemara quotes another drasha, another shita, Rav Simi Barashi, also in tomorrow's daf, that's going to darshin from behema bibehema, meaning the fact that that the pasuk puts behema, which is at the beginning of the pasuk, close to the bivehema, which is at the end of the pasuk. So we darshin behema bivehema osa sochelu, the animal within the animal can be eaten. It's not just bivehema, the within the animal, but it's behema bivehema, the animal within the animal may be eaten. One way or another, though, somehow Chazal understood that the pasuk is telling us that when you shech the mother, the child is the fetus becomes mutter as well, even without shechita midaraisa. Even if the fetus comes out and is living, the halacha is that it does not require shechita midaraisa. The major chakira that the Achronim have, Rav Yosef Engel and Asfon Daraisa, Klal Yudala discusses at length, is what is the nature of this din of Ben Pakua? Is this a din that the Torah is mechadish to us, that the shechita of the mother works for the fetus as well, and therefore it's ki'ilu you shechted the fetus also, meaning the fetus did have a shechita, it had the shechita of the mother, and the shechita of the mother, just like the shechita of the mother works for the mother, for the different body parts of the mother, it works for the fetus as well, it's all included within the shechita of the mother. Or maybe no, maybe the Torah is mechadish adin that an ubar is mutar ba'achila even below shechita, even if it doesn't have any shechita, because anything that's bivehema sabchelu, anything that's inside of the animal, you're allowed to eat. That's just stomach zeres hakasuv, and therefore it's not that it had shechita; it's that it doesn't require shechita. It never had shechita, but nor does it ever need shechita. What would be the nafkamina whether it needs shechita and had it, or it doesn't need shechita to begin with? So nafkamina might be, Rav Yosef Engel suggests, if you shecht an ubar b'toch mei imo, if you shecht the ubar inside the mother, if the ubar is going to be mutter al yidei its own shechita inside the mother, somehow you manage to pull off this trick, you stick a shechita knife inside the mother's womb, you shecht the ubar, and you somehow manage to do kashra shechita, and you pull the ubar out, is it now going to be mutter ba'achila? If the heter of Ben Pakua is that it's considered to be nishchat al yidei the shechita of the mother, so if the shechita of the mother would work for it, certainly its own shechita would work for it. It would be nitar b'shechita satzmo. There would be no question that shechting the fetus itself would be okay. But if the heter of Ben Pakua is simply that it's bivehema, that it's anything that's inside the mother's mutter, it doesn't require shechita, so you could say that by an ubar, the Torah is mechadish to us, that there is no din of shechita by an ubar. And therefore the shechita b'me'ei ha'em, the shechita inside the mother, doesn't work, because it's meaningless. There's no din of shechita for an ubar inside the mother. So if you did the shechita inside the mother, and then you pulled out the pieces, well, that's going to still be Eivor Menachai. That's not going to be a shechita at all, because there's no such din of shechita on an ubar. That's one of the nafkaminas that Rav Yosef Engel calls. The other nafkamina, he says, if the chalav of Ben Pakua is considered like a chalav of a shchuta, which midar raisa is mutar ba'achila with basar, or it's not considered shachar at all, and therefore the chalav is asar ba'achila and basar. Okay, quotes various nafkaminas. The Kedarko B'Kodesh, Rav Yosef Engel, has all nafkaminas to his basic chakira, but that's the fundamental chakira. So let's see the Mishnah now. It says the Mishnah, behema makasha leilei, if an animal is having labor pains, so it's going through a labor, v'hotzio ubar asyado, and the fetus sticks out one of its the sticks out its hands. Obviously, behema has four legs. It means one of the four legs, one of the front legs. V'chziro mutar b'achila, and then the animal brings back, the fetus brings back its hand inside the mother. Then it's mutar b'achila. So the halacha and the gemara is going to explain what's mutar b'achila. The fetus. Well, the fetus is certainly mutar b'achila. The Mishnah is definitely telling us that the fetus is mutar b'achila. Is the hand also mutar b'achila? That's going to be the primary machlokas and the primary subject of today's daf, is whether the hand is also mutar b'achila when it was stuck out and brought back in. We know for sure the fetus is mutar b'achila, but it might be even telling us that the hand is also mutar b'achila. We'll see. Hotzius rosho, the ubar stuck out its head, the afal pishach zero, I raise a kiyolud. Even if it brings its head back in, it's already too late, it's considered that it was already born, says Rashi, v'sulo mahanile shchitas imo, the shchita of the mother will no longer help for the fetus, v'tzara shchita la'atzmo im nimtza chai, and if it comes out alive, it will need its own shchita, v'im nimtza meis, and if the ubar comes out dead, hareyu kunevela, it has a din of a nevela, it's absolutely no good. It was considered as if it's a regular animal that was born and died. If it comes out afterwards, dead already. So that's the halacha. That Rosh is considered a full leida. Yad is not considered a full leida. There's machlokes rishonim when it comes to hotzias yado v'chzira, that it's mutar b'achila. What's the reason that the aver itself before the ubar retracts and brings it back in is going to be usher, meaning that's clear in the Mishnah that when it sticks its hand out, the hand is going to be usher ba'achila. It's only if it brings it back in, if it's a zero, that it's mutar ba'achila. So why, when the hand is out, is the hand usher ba'achila? That's machlokes rishonim. Rashi writes that an aver that's yatzal chutzal behema b'shashchita is not called behema bivehema. The whole point, the whole drasha of Ben Pakua was the fact that it's bivehema, that it's inside the mother. But if it's not inside the mother, it's actually outside, so then it's not going to be good. Then it's for sure going to be aser. The whole reason we need a drasha of basar b'sad treifa is only to aser even that which was that which it brought back inside the behema. But the heter of Ben Pakua in the first place only includes that which is still inside. Something that's outside is not going to be included in the heter of Ben Pakua. So that's why Rashi holds even something that was not nes or biyitzia, like the makom achatach, the place where on the line where it where it's directly on the line between inside and outside, where it didn't go chutzal behema, so it's not shayich the isra of a basar b'sad the trefa, which we're going to see later means any basar was yata chutzal mechitzasa that went outside of its borders, but still it's going to be asr because it's not bivehema. Meaning there are two ways to look at this din. Do you look at this din as anything that's outside is problematic, or do you look at it as anything that's inside is not problematic? Dafkamina would be something that's directly on the line. So Rashi says, no, the drush, what you need is, in order for it to be mutter, you need it to be bivehema. So mele, anything that's on the line is not bivehema. It's not inside. I don't care that it's not outside either, but it's not inside. Anything that's not inside is not going to be mutter. That's the way Rashi understands this din, that if the animal sticks out its hand, so the hand is not inside, so most of it is outside, and even the part that's directly on the line would not be mutter. However, the Rambam, Machlokes Asuros, Perekei, Aloch Yud Aleph, writes that even that which is outside of the behema right now, if the ubar sticks out its hand, is included in the drasha of behema b'behema, and the shechita of the mother does work to take away the isser of Eivor Min HaChai on that hand. But there's a separate isser, and this is called basar b'sad the trefa. That basar b'sad the trefa lo sochelu tells you that anything that was yotze chutz l'mechitzaso is aser, but that is not the isser of Eivor Min HaChai, because the animal did have a shechita. The shechita of the mother did work for the entire fetus, including the hand. The hand just happens to be aser because there's a separate isser called the basar b'sad the trefa. So that's the shechita of the Rambam. That the Rambam understands that we're not mechalik between tumah and achila, and since we find that the shechita of the Chachamim that that there's no tumas nevela on an Aver Hayotze, so it must be that for Shechita it worked, that the Shechita worked also. That's why there's no tumas nevela. The two are very much connected. The Prima Gadim explains that the reason the Rambam holds that the Shechita works even for that which stuck out of the animal is because he holds Ein Leita Le'Evarim. We're going to see that's really a sugya tomorrow, whether that Ein Leita Le'Evarim, that a limb that comes out, it's not called a Leita, so that which is Yatzal Chutz is still not considered born, and therefore the Shechita is still going to work for that part. Fine, so that is the din of Hotzi Ubaris Yado, which is going to be the primary discussion and really the exclusive discussion of today's daf. But this next line that we read also of Hotzias Rosho, Rav Soloveitchik discusses a little bit as well. Hotzias Rosho, the Shulchan Aruch pas. So the Mishnah is very clear. If the animal sticks out its head, that's considered a full fledged leida. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Dalet Sif Aleph, Hamakasha Leilid Vahotzi Ubaris Rosho. If the animal is in labor and the Uber sticks its head out, Afal Pishech Zero, even though the Uber brings its head back in, Hareu Ki Yalud, it's considered to be totally born, Ve'eno Nitar B'Shechita Simo, and therefore it's no longer mutter by the Shechita of the mother. Exactly what the Mishnah says. But what's the definition of Hotzias Rosho? How much has to come out in order for it to be Hotzias Rosho? So the Shach in Sifkat Nalev quotes from the Tur in Chosha Mishpat, Simin Reish Ayin Zayin, that even if only Rov Padachto, the majority of the forehead of the animal came out, that's considered kiyalud, it's considered that the animal is born. And the Shach explains, because the padachas is dino karosh. The padachas has a din of the head, so rov padachto is rov rosho. So it's enough to have a rov padachto. However, the Bach in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Ayin Zayin disagrees with the Torah, and he says, no, it's not kiyalud unless kol padachto. The entire padachas comes out, not enough to have Rov Padachas. And that's the Pashas of the Lashon of the Gemara in Bechoros. Padachas poteres b'kol makom. That Padachas is poteres. That's the definition of a Leida. That Padachas, not Rov Padachas, but the entire Padachas. So we would look at this Machlokas and say, you know, it's a detail. There's nothing fundamental here. They're arguing whether Padachas means Padachas, Rov Padachas, Kol Padachas. Soloveitchik looks at this and sees the following lumdus. He says, no, what are they really arguing about? Everyone agrees that Yitzias Padachas is the din of Yitzias Padachas is ki Yitzias Kolarosh. That when the animal sticks out its forehead, it's like the entire head came out. What's the machlokas? The machlokas between the Bach and the Shach if Yitzias Harosh is a din of Leida because al pidin it's considered like Yitzias Rov HaBehema and Rubo Kekulo. Or maybe no, it has nothing to do with Rubo Kukulo. It's not that when the head comes out, that constitutes the majority of the animal on some level, that it counts like the Rov HaBehema. And therefore we apply Rubo Kukulo. No, maybe the din is that the definition of Leida is Yitzias HaRosh. That head coming out is birth. Not because it's considered rove of the animal. No, it is birth. It is the very definition of Leida. The Bach understands that Yitzias HaRosh has a din of Leida itself. I'm sorry, has a din of Leida only because it's considered like rove HaBehema. And that's why he says you need Kol HaRosh. Why? Because if he would have only required Rov Padachas, so then what would he be saying? That Yitzias Rov Padachas is like Kol HaPadachas. And Kol HaPadachas is like Kol HaBehema because of Rubo Kukulo. You can't say two Rubo Kukulos at one shot. So the Bach, because he doesn't want to say two Rubo Kukulos at one shot, says that it must be that you need Kol HaPadachas. The Shach, however, holds that Yitzias HaRosh is not a din of Rubo Kukulo. That when the Rosh comes out, it's as if the entire Behema came out. No, Yitzias HaRosh is the very definition of Leida. Yitzias HaRosh is birth. And therefore, as long as Rubo came out, it's as if Kulo came out. As long as the Rov Padachas came out, that's only one Rubo Kukulo. Because the Padachas has a din of the whole Rosh. And Mela, just like Yitzias Rov HaRosh works, Yitzias Rov HaPadachas works as well. That's Rav Soloveitchik's explanation of this Machlokas. Okay, he has more, but let's go weiter. Says the Mishnah weiter, Choteich mi uber shebimei eha, mutter ba achila. if you cut off a piece of the fetus inside the mother, so it's mutter ba'achila. Rashi says, meaning we're talking about a case you cut off a piece of the fetus inside the mother and leave it there, and then you shach the mother, so that piece that's not still attached to the fetus is still included in the shechita of the mother. So if you cut off a leg of the fetus and leave it inside of the mother, and then you shech the mother, that leg is still going to be kosher to eat, still going to be mutar ba'achila. Min ha-tachol, min ha-klayos, asar ba'achila. But if you start cutting off the spleen or the kidneys of the mother itself and leave it inside the mother, then that is not going to be mutar with the, in the shechita of the mother. That's what Rashi says, that we're talking about from the mother itself, that he says, min ha-tachol, min ha-klayos, shel behema atzma. Not talking about from the ubar, from the mother itself. So even though you would think, okay, the fetus is considered part of the mother, so if I cut off parts of the fetus, it should be the same thing as cutting off different parts of the mother, the halacha is not so. Cutting off parts of the fetus, it's still going to be included in the shechita of the mother. Cutting off parts of the mother, it's not going to be included in the shechita of the mother. Zaklal, what's the rule is as follows. Dover shagufa asur, v'sheina gufa mutter. That which is considered part of the mother's body is going to be asur if it was cut off and is no longer attached to the mother, it's just still inside. And that which is not considered gufa is going to be mutter. Like that which is considered the gufa of the fetus and not the gufa of the mother is going to be mutter. Fine, that's the rule. Now says the Gemara, again, the whole daf is all going to be about the first line in the Mishnah. Behema makasha lele v'hotzi ubar is yado v'zero mutter b'achila. We said that if it sticks, the fetus sticks its hands at, its hand out, pulls its hand back in, it is mutar b'achila. The question is, what is mutar b'achila? We know for sure the fetus is mutar b'achila. What about that hand that went out and came back in? Is that too mutar b'achila? Amar Rav Yudom Rav, ve'ever atzmo aser. First shita, the second shita is not going to appear till the middle of Samaches and Beis, but the first shita is Amar Rav Yudom Rav, that the aver itself that came out and was brought back in is aser b'achila. My taima, what's the reason that it should be aser b'achila? Da Amar Kra, the pasuk says, u'basar b'sod ha'trefel ha'sachelu. Kivan sheyatza basar chutz l'mechitzaso nesar. That we dash from basar b'sod ha'trefel means any basar that has gone outside of its mechitza becomes usr, so it doesn't become mutter just because the animal brought it back in. It becomes usr. So what's the drasha? Basar basada trefa. What does it have to do with the mechitzas? Where does it say anything about a mechitza? It just says basar basada trefa. So how do I see anything about mechitzos? So the Ritva explains that the drasha is from the fact that it says basada, that trefa is usr anywhere, not only in a sada. So why would the Torah tell me basar basada trefa lo sochelu? That if you have a trefa basar in the field, you can't eat it. If you have trefa basar in your house, you can't eat it either. So what's the pasuk talking about? It must be basada doesn't mean basada, it means an outside. And the Torah is telling me that basar that went outside of its location, of its mechitza, has a din of a trefa, is treated like a trefa, becomes usr like a trefa. And just like a trefa has no heter, so too basar that goes chutz mechitza, so also has no heter, even if it goes back in again afterwards. So basar basada, that's the din of basar basada trefa. That's the drasha, rather, basar basada trefa. And the Biri Adaf over here, he quotes that the Malbim has a different explanation of the drasha. The Malbim explains that basada very often doesn't mean field. Sada very often means mechitza. We find a lot of times the Torah uses the expression sada when it really means mechitza. So, and the reason that it uses sada to mean mechitza is because typically the space between the ear and the shebein ha'ir va'abayis lebein ha'midbar, between the city and the midbar, is a sada. That they have fields on the outskirts of the city prior to reaching desolate area, to reaching midbar. So that's why sada very often it's a buffer zone. So it's referred to as mechitza. He quotes various midrashim that seem to assume this way. There's a medrash in Koheles that it says melech l'sada neva. The pasuk in Koheles says, so the medrash says sada zeha mishnah. Why is mishnah sada? Because that's the buffer between mikra and talmud. Is Mishnah, that anything that's in between. There's a medrash also in Parshat Vayetze, Vayavo Esav Minasada, that Esav came Minasada, and the medrash says, what does it mean? Shebal Nara Hamurasa. What does Nara Hamurasa have anything to do with Sada? So he says, maybe the part of what the medrash is darshaning is that Sada is something in between. Erusin is in between being a Pnuya and being a Nesua. So it must be that it's referring to Nara Hamurasa. Okay, that's the understanding of the Malbim in this drasha. But anyway, the Shita of Rav is very clear that the Aver itself is going to be Asur. There is a Diyun that the Achronim have, Primogadim raises, that by an Aver Sheyatzu V'chazer, an Aver that you stick out and then the animal brings back in, if Shechita works for it, it's just that it has an Isser of Basar B'Sadu Trefa, or no, maybe the fact that the Torah says Basar B'Sadu Trefa is telling me that it's not included in the Heter of Bivahema. Meaning, that's the discussion. Is it that Shechita works for it, it's just it just has a new Isser of Basar B'Sadu Trefa, or Basar B'Sadu Trefa tells me that Shechita doesn't work for it, and that it's not included in Bivahema, that the Shechita didn't work at all. Like the Taz writes, that's Kivan Shiyatzu Chutzu Mechitzasu Dainu Lavir Olam, Neser Meheter Shechita Simo. Then it's going to be Aser from the Heter of Shechita Simo, meaning the Shechita no longer works for it. What's a Nafkamina? So the Nafkamina is, if the Shechita does not work for that Ever, so it was never Nitar from the Isser of Ever Menachai. So the Isser associated with it is the Isser of Ever Menachai. But if the Shechita worked for it, it's just that it has an Isser of Basar B'Sad Trefa. So what is the Isser of Basar B'Sad Trefa? The Torah uses the word Trefa. So it should have a din of Trefa. It should have a halach of Trefa. The Rashba, a little bit later on, when the Gemara raises a suffix, if there's an Isser to have the chalav of a ben pakua nekeva, shotzir yada v'nesra yada, whether you're allowed to have the milk of a ben pakua that stuck out its hand and brought its hand, and the hand became usher because of that. So the Rashba asks, why would you have such a suffix? The Aver is a trefa, and just like by any behemoth trefa, the milk of the behemoth trefa is usher, so we should usher the chalav of the fetus that stuck its hand out also, because the hand is considered to be a trefa. So the milk that comes from this fetus is milk that comes partially from a trefa, because part of this animal is a trefa. So the Rashba says, no, this Aver maybe doesn't have an Isser of trefa at all. Rather, it just doesn't have the heter of the shechita of the mother. So it could be that the Rashba understands that the Isra and the Aver is chisar and shechita. It's not an Isser, it's an Isser of Aver Menachai, of chisar and shechita. It's not an Isser of trefa. But in Torah Sabayis HaKatzah, the Rashba writes that the Isser of the Aver is because of Basar B'Sadu Trefa, not because of Aver Menachai, because of Trefa. So it seems like a stira in the Rashba. But these are the two ways to understand this. The Aver that the animal sticks out is definitely Aser. Question is it an Isser of Basar B'Sadu Trefa as its own standalone Isser? Or is Basar B'Sadu Trefa a Gilui that the Halach of Ben Pakua doesn't apply to this hand? That's the discussion in the Rishonim. Okay, so now we have the Shita of Rav that the hand that gets stuck out and brought back in is going to be Aser. We quoted a drasha. Fine. So it says the Gemara Tanan Behema Makasha Lele. We learned in our Mishnah that the Behema is trying to have a baby. Vahotzi Uber is Yado, and the Uber sticks its hand out Vichziro and brings it back in Mutabachila. So it says Beferish in the Mishnah is Mutabachila. My love, Aver, isn't it talking about the hand? Isn't that the subject of our Mishnah, that the hand is Mutabachila? Says Gemara Lo, a Uber. No. We're not talking about the hand, it's saying that the fetus is still mutar b'achila, even though its hand got stuck out. Yeah, Uber, but says if that's what it's teaching about, but the halacha by the Uber is, even if the Uber sticks its hand out and you shech the mother while its hand is sticking out, the Uber is mutar even if the Uber did not bring its hand back in. So if the Mishnah is talking about the Uber, why would the Mishnah say if it sticks its hand out and brings it back in, then it's mutar? Even if it didn't bring it back in, it's mutar. Elamai, so the Gemara is trying to suggest, the Mishnah must be telling me that the hand is mutar, not that the Uber is mutar. So says Gemara, no. It's talking about the Uber, and you're right, it didn't need to tell me that it's only mutter if it's zero, because if it's mutter, you're right, even if it didn't bring its hand back in. Who had not look up the lower zero? Why does it say dafka case of zero? Because the chiddush of the seifa is that if it stuck its head out, even if it brings its head back in, it's still too late. It's considered as if it's already born. So tanami resha zero. So the resha also says zero gives a case of zero. Once the seifa gives a case of zero, so the enochinami in the case of the resha, we didn't need to say zero. So says the gemara. But wait a second, the seifa mikamashmalan. What's the chiddush of the seifa, that if it sticks its head out and brings it back in, that it's still going to be that it's still going to be considered yalud, it's still going to be yasser, the kimin diyatza rosho havila leida, that when as soon as the sixth tzedah is considered leida, tanina, we already knew that. Ezu b'chol anachla, we have a mishnah. Ezu b'chol anachla v'enu b'chol kohanim. When do you have someone, a child, who's considered a b'char when it comes to Yerusha, he's going to get pishnayim, we're not talking about a behemah anymore, now we're talking about, this mishnah is about a human being, that the child is going to get a Yerusha of double from all of his brothers. He's a b'chol anachla, but he would not be considered a b'chol kohanim, meaning in terms of pidyon aben, he would not require pidyon aben. So which is a b'chol anachla, not a b'chol kohanim? So number one, haba achar nefelim, afal pishi yatza rosh chai. If someone is born after a nefel, let's say this isn't the mother's first pregnancy. The first pregnancy resulted in a baby that unfortunately didn't make it. So even though that baby stuck its head out and was alive, o ben tes shiyatza rosh meis, or was it nefel means a baby that wasn't full 9 months, wasn't the full amount of time he needed to be inside, or a ben tes that was yatza rosh meis, a child that was 9 months inside the mother but was stillborn, came out dead. So in those cases, the next child that's born after that dead baby is going to be a b'chol anachla, but not a b'chol l'kohanim. So time of the rosh meis, what does it sound like? It's only because the original child. Was born dead. Harosho chai haba acharav b'chol anachla nami lohavi. But had it stuck out its head alive, no matter what happens afterwards, as long as it sticks out its head alive, so the next child afterwards is not going to be a b'char at all. So you see explicitly in that mishnah that sticking out the head is considered leida. That as long as an animal sticks out its head, once the head comes out, that's called leida. Is that the whole chiddush of the seifa? We already learned this in this mishnah b'charo. So it's already explicit in Becharos. So says Gemara, V'chi teima, maybe you're going to answer me, no, we don't learn it from Becharos, because Ashminan ba'adam, v'kamashmalan b'behema. Becharos is telling us what's considered leida for a human being. How do I know that what's considered leida for a human being is considered leida for an animal as well? So maybe that's what our mission needs to come and tell me in the Sefer of our mission, that Hotzi as Rosho, that that's considered leida for a behema as well. Da adam mi behema lo yal, because you can't learn out halachos of Adam from halachos of Behema, because number one, there ain't pruzdur le Behema. When it comes to Behema, there is no pruzdur, which is a part of the rechem, a part of the womb of the birthing canal of the mother. There is no real birthing canal for a Behema, meaning it's just exposed right away, it's just out there, whereas there's more of a birthing canal for a human being. So since the processes through which they give birth are so different, you can't define Leda the same, or know that you would define Leda the same for both of them, unless you have a Mishnah to Dafka tell you that you do so. Ubehema me Adam lo yalfa, and we can't learn Behema from Adam, the chash of parts of Panamati day, because maybe one would have thought by Adam Dafka, the head is so important, because every face of every human being is slightly different. Every human being, their uniqueness is in their parts of Panam, but by Behema is a Behema. Its face is no different than another animal's face, any more than its leg is different than another animal's leg or any other body part. There's no chashivus to dafka the head of a behema, but the head of a human being, I would think, has a chashivus. So I can't learn out behema from Adam either. So that's why I need two Mishnayos. So at this point, the Gemara seems to be satisfied that good, we need our Mishnah to tell me that Leida Sarosh is considered Leida. But says Gemara, no, it's not true. Because Hanami Tanina, we already have another Mishnah about a Behema as well, that teaches us that Yitzias Sarosh is considered Leida. The Mishnah tells me, we're going to learn later on, Daf Ayin Zayin, Shilya Sheyatza Muktsasa Asur Ba'achila. If part of the Shilya, part of the, the translation is fetus, but it means a much earlier stage of the development of part of the shilya comes out, so then it's going to be asuba achila. Kesimin vlad biisha, kach simin vlad bebehema. The same way that you have a simin vlad, the same definition of leida that you have for a woman, the same is true for a behema. So iam bishlamech zero de reisha dafka tana seifa atu reisha. If you're going to say that in the reisha of our mishnah, when it says that the behema sticks out its hand and is hichzir gziro, it's mutar b'achila. But sounds like if it wasn't a gziro, be also b'achila. So I understand why in the Seifa we mentioned the idea of sticking out its head and gziro, because gziro ain't a chinami. I already know the din, but it tells it to me again anyway. Eli amrit lo dereisha dafka velo de seifa dafka. But if there's no need for the chiddush of the seifa, because we already know it from shul yishiyat samuktsasa, we already know the din of the definition of leida bivahema. So and the reisha is also lav dafka, because as we said, even if it's not machzir the yad, it's also going to be mutar b'achila. So lama le misniya klal? Why do we even bother talking about a chzira over here? Why do we bring it up? It's not important for the reisha, and it's not important for, and even it is important for the seifa, but it's a din we already know in the seifa. It's a din we already know from shulish shiatsa muksasa. So says the gemara, lo li olam aubar. Not really, we're going on when we say that it's mutar ba'achila. We don't mean the yad is mutar, so meaning basically at this point what we're trying to say, why do we bring all this in? Rav had made a statement that when we say that a behemoth sticks out its hand and brings it back in, that it is mutar ba'achila. So Rav said not the hand, only the rest of the animal. So we just proved that hechziro, if it's the rest of the animal, then why do you need to say it brings it back in? Even if it leaves its hand out, the rest of the animal is going to be mutter. So that's a clear raya against Rav, and that's where we stand right now. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Rav is really right. Look, liola ma'ubar. When it says it's mutter ba'achila, it doesn't mean the hand. It means the fetus inside is mutter ba'achila. Ukdam Rav Nachum Yitzchak lo nitzrucha el makam chatach. It's talking about, but the chiddush of hechziro, the chiddush of our Mishnah, is to tell me that the on the line spot, the spot that's not in, not out, that too is going to be mutter. That's the chiddush that our Mishnah teaches me according to Rav. Fine. Now this idea of shuli shiatsa muktsasa asur b'achila, Tosas points out. If you look at Tosfos Shulish Shiatsa Muktsasa Asur B'Achila, Afilu Mashayu Bifnim B'Shas Shechita, even that which was inside at the time of the Shechita, if part of the Shilya came out, the whole Shilya is going to be Asur B'Achila, even the part that was inside. So Frek tells him, Tomer, Heichi Muchach Minei De Barosh Havi Kiyalut. How do we see from there that, again, the Gemara quoted this to tell me that the head coming out counts like a birth. How do we see from there that the head coming out counts like a birth? Dilmi mishum de gazrin on miktsasa. Maybe the reason shuli shiatsa miktsasa is us is not because we assume the head came out. Maybe it's a gzeira that we're gozer miktsas shulya atu kol shulya. Just like the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph also says such an idea that the reason Shuli Shiyatsa Miktsasa is Aser is because the Gozer Miktsa Shulya Atu Kola Shulya. So maybe it's just a Gezeira. It has nothing to do with the head coming out. So Tosfos Metarets that if it were not for the Chashash of Shema Yatzah Rosh, and with the Yitzias HaRosh, it's considered a Leda, we would never make a Gzeira Miktsas Atukula. When do we make Gzeiros? We make Gzeiros when it's likely that a person will become confused, that a person won't know the difference between one case and another, so we make a Gzeira that it's a low plug, that in all cases it's going to be Aser. A person's not going to know the difference if Miktsas Shulya comes out or Kol Shulya comes out. Look inside the behemoth, see if there's any more Shulya. If there's more Shulya in, then Kol Shulya didn't come out. If there isn't any more Shulya inside, then Kol Shulya did come out. So what do you mean? You need to make such a gzeira? No, it must be that there's a situation where there's still going to be Shulya inside, and it's still going to have been considered a Leda. And that is if the head was in the Shulya that came out. So it's only because there's a din of the Yitzias HaRosh that they make a gzeira of Miktsasa Atukula. So this is not against the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph. It happens to be right there in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph. Tosos over there, one of the more famous in this discussion of Shulish Shiatsa Muktsasa, has one of the more famous comments of Tosos in Shas. Tosos says that there's a big difference between the halachos of Tumah and the halachos of Issur Labayla. That's what Tosos has that comment right on this discussion of Shulish Shiatsa Muktsasa. Rav Yosef Engel made a very big deal about that comment, where he says that you see that Nida, when we talk about the halachos of Nida nowadays, so one of the questions in the Kuzari that they ask is, Rosh Hashanah always likes to quote, is, you know, we don't do Tumantara nowadays, so why are we still practicing Nida? It's all Tumantara. He says, no, Nida has an element of Tumantara, but it also has an element of Isra V'Heter, that it's Eretz Yisrael Labayla. That's why in this week's parsha, Bein Dam LaDam, Bein Din LaDin, Bein Nega LaNega, the Gra says three categories of halacha. Din LaDin is Din Amamanis. Nega LaNega is Tumentara. And Dam LaDam Isser v'heter. Why is Dam L'Dam Isser v'heter? Shouldn't that also be Tum V'tara? No, Dam Nid is considered Isser v'heter more than it's considered Tum V'tara. Okay, let's get moving here. Tashma. Behema Makasha Lele, it holds you Ubar as Yadov of Zira, Vachach Shachar as Imam Mutrachila. Behema is in the throes of labor, Ubar sticks his hand out, brings his hand back in, and then you shech the mother, so it's Mutrachila. Shachat as Imam Vachach Zira, Asrbachila. But if you shech the mother, and then it brings the hand back in, then it's going to be Asrbachila. Our Raya is going to be from there, but we'll just quote a little more of the Braisa. Holtzi as Yadov of Chadcha, Vachach Shachar as Imam. If it stuck its hand out, you cut off the hand, and then you shech the mother. Shabachutz tamei v'asur, that which is on the outside is tamei and asur. V'shabefnim tahar v'mutur, that which on the inside is tahar and mutur. Shach l'simo v'archachadcho, if you shech the mother and then you cut the hand off, habasar maga nevela divrei meir. The rest of the animal is considered to be touching a nevela because that hand is considered part of the nevela, is considered a nevela. V'cham mo maga trefa shchuta. V'cham say, no, it's considered as if it's touching a trefa that was shechted, meaning it wouldn't have tumas nevela, it would be a din of a trefa. Katani mia reisha, but bottom line is, what are we really interested over here? The reisha, the brisa, where it says, hotzi ubar yado, ve'chzira, ve'achar kach shachar esimo, mutabachila. The uber sticks his hand out, brings it back in, then you shecht its mother, it's mutabachila. My love, a'ever, what's mutabachila? Isn't it the hand that's mutabachila against Rav, where Rav said that no, the hand is going to be aser? So lo, ubar, no, it's not the hand that's mutabachila. The brisa means to say, the rest of the fetus is mutabachila. Frankly, Gemara, yeah, ubar, wait a second, if it means the rest of the feet is mutar achila, what about the next line of the braisa? Maseifa shachat es imo va'achar kach echziro asr ba'achila. Animal sticks its hand out, you shech the mother, and then the hand goes back in. It's asr v'yubar amayu asr. But if we're talking about the fetus, that's not true. The fetus is not usr when the animal sticks its hand back in, when the animal left its hand out during the shechita. The hand is usr. So, that seems to be our way, the popular way out of all the kashas. That, no, we're talking about over here, not the hand, we're talking about, nor the ubar, we're talking about the part that's on the line, that's neither inside nor outside. So, when Avimi came from Bechuzai, he brought the following teaching, the following brisa, parsa chazir achol prasos hachazir achol. I'm sorry, parsa hechzir, not a chazir. Parsa hechzir echol. If it brings back its hoof, you could eat it. Prasos hechzir achol. If it's machzir, it's hooves in the plural, you could eat it. My love, hechzir parsa, echol parsa. It doesn't that imply that when it brings its hoof back in, you can eat the hoof because it's the hoof that becomes mutter when it's brought back inside. Love, hechzir parsa, echol ubar. Says Gemara, no, it means that if it's hechzir parsa, you could eat the ubar, not the hoof. Frankly, Gemara, yeah, well, eat ubar, my iri hechzir, filo hechzunami. If it's the ubar, this is again our third raya now. If it's the ubar, why do you have to say hechzir? Even if it's not machzir, it should be okay. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak lenitzchal lemakom chatach. Again, the same answer we keep on giving over and over again, that the chiddush is the makom chatach. Hechzunami, the ubar is obviously mutter, but the spot right on the line, that's the chiddush, that's mutter too. Frankly, more of a trade crying kanasavla. My love chad le'ever v'chad le'makom chatach. But there are two psukim. Prasos and parsa. So if it's for the makom chatach, you don't need two psukim. Why do I need two psukim? Teach me that the makom chatach is mutter. Must be that it's teaching me the yad is also mutter. So it says, well, look, chad le'makom chatach, chad le'kolot me para. The second pasuk is teaching me a totally different thing. That what if you have a behema inside of a para that looks like a gamal? It looks like a non-kosher animal, but it was inside of a para. So it's telling me that the halach of ben pakua would still apply. Even if alibid Rabbi Shimon, dam Rabbi Shimon, kolot ben para asur, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that if a para gives birth to an animal that looks like a gamal, that animal, that baby is asur, it's not considered a para, it's considered a gamal. But if it doesn't give birth, you just shecht the para, and then you find the gamal inside the mother, that's going to be kosher. When does Rabbi Shimon have a problem with it? Only if it came out into the avir olam of meimo shari, but if it stays in the meimo, it's going to be mutter. Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. So that was all shita number one. Rav shita. Sticks out its hand, brings its hand back in, the hand stays asur, it's only the rest of the uber that's mutter. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Aver Atzmo Mutter. Ula says the name Rabbi Yochanan, the Aver itself, the hand itself is going to be Mutter. Amar Rabbi Dulula, Va Rabbi Shmuel Damit Ravayu Aver Atzmo Aser. But you realize who you're fighting with. You're going up against Ravin Shmuel. Amar Le Man Yavlan Me'afred Ravin Shmuel Malin Einin. He says, ah, if I could take the dirt from their graves, I would put it on my eyes. I have so much respect for Ravin Shmuel. They're such wonderful people. Problem is, they're wrong over here. Elahach Yom Rabbi Yochanan. So what do you want me to do? I have a Masar from Rabbi Yochanan that says that they're wrong. That I'm calling when everything would have been included in Basar B'Sad Treifelo Sachelu, you're not allowed to eat anything that goes Chutz L'Mechitzasa. But when the Torah tells me about a Chatos that Yatzal Chutz L'Mechitzasa and then goes back in that it's Aser, it's telling me that that's Dafka Din by Chatos. Chatos would appear at Rachman Abba. I will call Mili Kimin the Hadr Shari, but anything else that goes out and is then brought back in would be muttered, including the Yad of a Behema. What's the pasuk teaching me? Lefisha matzino b'maaser sheni ubikurim. Shav pishi yatzu chutz mechitzas and v'chazru mutarin. We find by maaser sheni ubikurim that even though they went chutz mechitza, they go outside of Yerushalayim and then they're brought back in. That their mutter yachal avzekein. So I might think the same would be by the ben pakua. Tamalomar treifa. That's why the pasuk says treifa. My Talmuda, what's the limud? Amarabba kitrefa. Ma trefa kivin shenitrefa shuv ein la heter. Af basu kivin shiatu chutz mechitzasu shuv ein la heter. So you see, the ferish a limud, that once the animal sticks its hand out, that's it. It's done. It went chutz mechitzasu. There is never going to be a heter for it. So it's a kasha anula. Says Gemara, it's taka kasha. Tiyufta dula tiyufta. It's a major tiyufta anula. Nothing we can do about it. Omar Mar, Lefisha Matzina by Meister Sheni Bikurim, Hechon Matzina, where do we find such a din by Meister Sheni that goes Chutz L'Mechitzaso? So the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Lecho Bisharecha Meister Degancha. Pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat Bisharecha in your own home, in your own town, the Meister Sheni. And Bechoros Bikarecha Vitzonecha Vechol Nedrecha Shartidar, etc. Bisharecha Udolotechal. So it sounds like you're not allowed to eat it in your own town. But if it came to Yerushalayim, then went back to your town, and then went back to Yerushalayim, al v'yatzal chutzal mechitzas v'chazru, then mutarin, then it would be mutar. So it says, so that's the drasha that we learn, that by Maaser Sheni there's such a din, that when it goes chutzal mechitzas and then it's brought back, it's going to be mutar. But Ula is proven wrong, and we Gemara's maskana is like Rav and Shmuel, that when Ubar is hotzi yado, even though it's machzir, that yad is always going to remain asr, it's only the rest of the Ubar that's mutar. Okay, we'll stop there.